morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And with me this morning is the gracious and lovely...
Me.
Robin. She sounds so excited to be here this morning. And maybe you can hear it in our voice, but my voice in particular. The cold and flu season has not passed by the Ellis household for sure. A couple little crumb crunchers that show up here have been on and off sick. Robin wound up with actually RSV, and they were here a couple days this week, and now Pop-Pop's got it, whatever it is. So the voice is going to be a little ragged. I hope you can bear with it. We hopefully have some good stuff for you, and we really need to hear from our callers. We are giving away a muzzleloader at the end of the month. We're giving away the CVA LRX, Acura LRX. This is a top-of-the-line muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA, 45 caliber. And this firearm was built for long range. This muzzleloader was built for long range, for shooting, you know, that 200-yard across the field once you sight it in. And it's going to be a terrific muzzleloader. Let's review last week.
Oh, okay. Can I say something?
Sure.
In the 6 o'clock hour, right, we had another gracious winner of one of our muzzleloaders ask us to give it away to the second person that's number came up on the list.
So and that's name guy's name was John Siska.
No, he said, let it.
John, okay, got it.
He said he didn't want, he said, give it to God, not him.
I agree, yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't going to announce, but it was somebody from last week.
No.
And so we pulled another number when we got off the air. Actually, I had already pulled it sometimes after seeing who wins, I go through and see what other number come up for fun.
Well, you do runner-up because in case the first person, you know, doesn't want it, it goes to the second person.
So the second person on the list will be announced in the 6 o'clock hour. Hopefully they'll be awake. So another kid got another muzzleloader for Christmas.
Yep. John S. said, don't give me the credit for donating that muzzleloader. Give it to the Lord above, all credit to Jesus. And that's it. I'm just saying what he said told me to say.
Okay, I think that's perfect. So anyway, it's exciting. They don't know it yet. Their parent knows it, but they don't know it.
Right.
So we will announce it at 6 o'clock, and hopefully, I'll give you a hint, this time she will be awake.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. All right, cool. So anyway... we're still giving away a muzzleloader. This is our last one for the year, the end of December, New Year's Eve.
Hold on. Alan's calling me for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you. There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be fun technical difficulties this morning.
Nah, it's not. We'll get through it here right away, and let's keep going. Anyway, the muzzleloader we're giving away is the LRX, the Acura. You can look it up if you like. Go to... CVA.com or BPIGuns.com, and you'll see what that one's all about. I might read the description here later on, but it is, like I said, it's a top-of-the-line CVA muzzleloader, so hopefully we'll get a lot of entries. This is the adult contest. I mean, if you'd like to, you know, put a kid in there, we'll put him in, but it's not specifically for a child, so anybody can win. Right, Robin?
Yeah.
Yep. So here's how to enter that muzzleloader contest, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. That's the call-in number. Go on the air. Well, leave your name and number with Aaron, our producer. Morning, Aaron. And he will take your name and number, and then you go on the air with Robin and I, and you can just say, hey, I wanted to get in a contest, or good morning, or, you know, ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do. And we'll go on from there, and then you will be entered in the contest. So that's how that works. Right, Robin?
Yep.
So in the stand yesterday with my grandson, Jacob, the newly minted real estate agent, he said, I can only hunt in the morning. I got to work. That's been interesting because, you know, he's been in school the last few years, so Now he's going to work. He's going into the workforce, which is pretty good. And so he came down, and we went to one of the properties on Queen Anne's County. And believe it or not, yesterday morning felt like to me that it was really deer season. I know that's strange. It's been in for almost 2 weeks, and I've been out a handful of times. But quite a season for me. Yesterday was the first time I had seen a deer on the property.
And there's deer there.
In the entire 2 weeks of deer season, every time I was there, the deer weren't. But yesterday morning, the first day, Jacob saw a nice buck, a 6-point, chasing two does in our little finger of woods. And, you know, he said, I could have shot the buck with a bow, but that's not what I was looking for. So I said, okay, great. So he passed those two up. I didn't see a deer. Haven't seen a deer on two different properties up until yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, not really expecting anything. You know, that hour of twilight, that half hour before sunrise, look up, and out there in the field are two deer. So I kind of thought the last one walked and acted like a buck, so I put the binoculars up on the second one, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And not much of a rack, maybe 6 points or something like that. It might be the same 6-point, I don't know. But it wasn't, you know, wasn't anything I was looking for. So I thought, well, I'll take a look at the doe. So the doe turned out to be a bigger buck than the first one. I didn't look at the first deer until after they had already gotten well out of range, and the first one was the shooter, and the second one was the buck. And I thought, how in the world did that happen? Oh, my goodness. Let's talk to Bill in Westminster. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Oh, fine. I'm almost at my hunting property. I'm about a half mile away in Carroll County. It's, like you said, it's been a little slow, especially the second part of the week.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding.
Yeah. I hunt Howard County, and I give up on it right now. So
wow.
I haven't been seeing anything there. But I did shoot a really nice doe. I bet that doe went every bit of 150.
Wow, that's a big doe. Yeah,
it was a big doe. Yeah, it was. I had to call for help to drag it out of the woods.
Wow.
But I am old now, so.
Yeah, you and I both, buddy. Yeah, you and I both.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're like about a month older than me, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm September.
All right, I'm May.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you're really older than me then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound much younger.
May 54, buddy.
54, September 54.
Yep. Yeah.
So how did you kill anything?
No. Had I seen that deer come out of the woods where, you know, it came out from the woods into the field.
Yeah.
But I might have tried it. I mean, I had the 450 Marlin, but you know, I didn't even bother looking at the first deer. I thought, oh, there's a deer. There's two deer, two does. Buck running a doe? No, two bucks.
Well, you don't know what I did. I went out and bought myself a real nice meat grinder.
Yeah.
And I've been having a lot of fun with that, you know, making sausage and all kind of different things with it. And my next project's going to be a smoker. So.
Oh, there you go.
Been watching a lot of videos on, you know, different types of stuff to do with your deer.
Yeah, and, good. Yeah, well, I mean,
that's
what.
Really cool.
That's why we do it. We do it for the meat, you know.
That's why we do it. And, I call myself a meat eater, so that's,
nothing wrong with that.
It's what I'm after today.
Yep.
Hey, Alan, I really enjoy your show, buddy. I don't always get a chance to call, but,
well, I appreciate it. Well, yeah, it's been a while. Usually you're texting me from in the deer stand, or if you do call, Alan, I'm out here now.
I've been wanting to get an online kill for you, bro. Haven't been able to do that either.
Oh, well.
Maybe today
will be your day.
Maybe today. All right, you guys. Take it easy.
And see you, buddy.
Have a good holidays. And Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill.
For you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I want to whisper for Bill today.
You going to whisper for Bill?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Let's talk to Randall. Good morning, Randall. Hello, Randall.
Alan.
Hey,
how are you?
Good.
Hey,
how about you?
How are you?
Good, good. Just want to enter your contest and say good morning to you both.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did.
Sounds awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
You live here in Tampa.
Alan, is there any accurate or near accurate way to estimate how many deer are taken on highways every year?
They estimate it, and the estimate is not a fun number. The last 20 years, it's averaged 30,000 deer a year.
Is that right?
A year?
Is that
yep.
State of Maryland? Just the state of Maryland?
Maryland, yes. Just the state of Maryland.
Are you sure? That just sounds way too high.
So that's more than the hunters take?
No, the hunters take about... The hunters have... Well, the number has been steadily declining. The highs were 20 years ago. The deer herd was about 300,000. Now we're down to about 200,000 because of harvest, because of liberal bag limits, and because of... CWD and things that have claimed a lot of deer over the past two decades. But the average right now is between 75,000 and 80,000 deer a year taken by hunters. Used to be over 100,000. That traffic count is about 30,000. Remember, it goes on year round.
Goes what?
The deer kill on the highways goes on year round.
Oh, right.
You know, it's not just in the fall. I mean, they hit a lot of them during the fawning season of does crossing back and forth across the roads to visit their fawns. You know, that type of thing.
That's a lot of damaged cars.
It is a lot of damaged cars.
That just blows me away.
Yep, that's about right. 30 grand.
So that's about.
Well, enjoy this frosty morning and enjoy your show very much.
Like I said, yesterday was about the first day that it really felt like deer season, and I took the dog out this morning, and I'm going, man, there's frost, it's cold, you know, the wind's not quite right for me, for my stand, it's northeast, but, you know, it's starting to feel like deer season, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Well, good luck to everyone out there.
Thanks, Randall,
thanks,
appreciate
Randall.
It.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What did you say, Robin?
I forget.
Okay. Alan in Chestertown, and then we'll have to do our first break. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are things in Chestertown?
I'm just pulling in now, heading to my hunting woods.
Got it.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Thank you.
Glad that you're feeling better.
Yeah, that stuff's rough. I can't imagine what the kids go through. Well, actually, they probably have it better than us old folks.
So what's on your mind there, buddy?
Just wanted to get in the contest. I guess I'm ready to shoot a doe.
I got it. Yep.
I've been buck hunting the last two Saturdays. Really haven't seen anything I wanted to shoot.
Right.
A couple of nice bucks killed on the farm.
Well, good.
One that I actually had in bow season at 35 with no shot. At point, the landowner shot that, and I was real happy. Got it.
Oh, good
well,
for him.
Cool. That always
good.
Makes you feel good, like, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, just wanted to call in and get in the contest and wish you guys a Merry Christmas, a blessed New Year, and all that. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Yeah. Thanks, okay, Alan. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too, brother. Good luck.
All right. Good luck out there. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sounds like a lot of people aren't seeing much deer.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, well, the kill was off first day 3%, but that was the first day. But I don't know what it's been through the rest of the week. I can't imagine that there's a lot of people seeing deer, because I hear it, you know, in my travels across the state that people aren't seeing much deer, aren't seeing a lot of deer. So, hey, I want to tell you about a couple firearms from the folks at Clyde Sports Shop. These are the most common commonly preferred types of firearms. There's a bolt-action rifle called the X-Bolt. X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. This firearm comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It comes in a variety of styles, from the walnut and blued stock all the way up to the synthetic and stainless steel. But they're all made the same. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. A great high-powered rifle, bolt-action rifle from Clyde Sports Shop. If you're looking to step up your game, get something a little larger, maybe something a little flatter shooting, maybe something to take out west, or take for big game. It's the X-Bolt from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. If you like a pump shotgun, it's the BPS, Browning Pump Shotgun, BPS. Newly designed stock with a new look, and it is a good-looking firearm. Larger trigger guard, so you can get in there with your glove if you need to. A matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver. Features bottom ejection, which is nice. A satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surface. Synthetic stock models are available for the BPS field model pump action shotgun. Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Phone number 9, that phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is clydesfishinggear.com. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, we talked for months about our gas fireplace insert, and now the folks at Backyard Billy's are saying, you know what, with the price of everything, people are turning to pellet stoves for their secondary or even their primary heat. So the folks at Enviro, the same people that made our beautiful fireplace insert, make pellet stoves and pellet inserts. What's wrong, baby?
I'm looking for the fireplace remote.
Oh, okay. They have the freestanding units, which, you know, look like an old-fashioned fireplace, an old-fashioned stove. They have some modern upgrades that look really nice for the freestanding models. And then they also have the inserts, which are nice. And as far as pellets are concerned, Backyard Billy's carries pellets. Pallets of pellets, bags of pellets, 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 lots of pellets. The folks at Regency make a really nice wood-burning stove, freestanding fireplace, and wood inserts, fireplace inserts. So those are the folks at Regency, another fine company. So why not stop by? If you're looking for a new pellet or wood stove, stop by Backyard Billy's. They're located, it's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's the same company in the same building. Located right off Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming, you know, from the Bay Bridge. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Why not stop by? Exit 44B off Route 50 coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all there's a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus come tonight.
Yeah, I like Elvis, some of Elvis's Christmas songs. He does probably the best rendition of Silver Bells out there. And, of course, my favorite Elvis song, Christmas song, Blue Christmas, in the backup. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Aaron, you got to find that. Maybe not today, but sometime during this season, we got to play Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Just don't play whatever that song was that was jazzy on the radio last night, because I thought Alan was going to have a seizure over it.
Oh, I don't remember. But I feel sorry for you, Aaron, because you get to listen to all the coughs and sneezes and grunts and groans and moans and stuff behind the scenes when we're on break. Our microphones are still on so that Aaron can hear us, but they're off for our listening audience, which is, thank God. John B., I'll get better as soon as I can. Hey, look at that. There's our buddy Chris. Oh, wow. Woman's state record typical taken in Missouri. Perhaps. We'll look at that in a minute. Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are you? How are things in Glendon? Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe must have lost Joe. Call back, Joe. All right, let's talk to Randall. Good morning, Randall. How are you? Got something going on there, buddy.
Ronald, Alan.
That's you. Hi, Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Yeah, I thought we
well,
said your name.
Good morning,
how you doing,
Alan,
buddy?
And good morning, Miss Robin. How y'all doing?
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right and everything. Yeah, just wanted to call and say hi to y'all and good morning and y'all have a wonderful and a safe and a happy, happy, merry Christmas and everything.
You too. And I'm so glad you called a little earlier so we didn't have to rush you off.
Yeah, you know, I'm always up. So, you know, yeah, love listening to the show and everything.
Yeah. Feels so good.
Thank you,
Ronald,
buddy. We appreciate
we love that.
That
you're here with us.
Yeah, yep. You sound good. Your voice sounds good, Alan. You still sound good, Alan.
Well, I appreciate that.
That made his day.
I was blessed with a good voice. I just every now and then.
You really were.
Every now and then, I just it sounds a little rugged to me, you know. Especially coming back into headphones, I can hear myself and what I sound like. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing all right there and everything there, you know. And please say hi to my buddy Chris. I can say Alan when you're in Delaware.
I will. Yeah.
We were just talking about him.
I miss Chris too.
He just texted in, so we'll see what happens there. So.
That was funny. I was going to text him, but I didn't want to wake him up.
All right, Ronald. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anytime. And y'all have a good one.
And you too. Merry Christmas and have a pleasant holiday season.
Well, thank y'all. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you both. Okay.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
See you then. I'm sorry, Robin.
I said you have a voice that never gets on anybody's nerves.
Yeah, that's what you tell me all the time.
Yep.
Did Joe and Glenn come back? I don't think so. Well,
you said Randall. That's the reason Ronald didn't start right away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he said Randall. That was my fault. Anyway, Joe has a riddle for you, Robin.
Okay.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Keep talking. We can't have dead air.
No, we can't. That's all right. So anyway, I was trying to get you to talk so I could take a break and get a drink of coffee.
Okay. Alan, all I can come up with is toilet paper. I don't know.
No. It's footsteps, Robin. The more footsteps you take, the more you leave behind. Thank you, Joe. You stumped the host.
You
All right. Well, I guess we are not going to hear back from Joe in Glendon, but you're welcome to call back, Joe, if you want to. Phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So the bear season in New Jersey, after being stopped by a judge due to some animal rights activist protest, was delayed for one day. It was to run from the 5th of December through the 10th. A little late, in our opinion, because the bears will start to be, headed to the dens. So, but they had a season. The governor allowed the season to go forward. The animal rights people stopped it for one day in the courts. The judge allowed, through the case of the, from the animal rights activist out of court. And the bear season is underway till today, I think, is the last day. So they got 4 days instead of five. So, I'm anxious to see the results of the New Jersey bear season. Bears have overpopulated parts of New Jersey. The bear-human conflict and bear-vehicle conflict was very high in that state due to the high population density of the state of New Jersey. A lot of people were encountering bears in their backyard, in their garbage, in their bird feeders, in their barbecue grills, just like the folks in Western Maryland do on a daily basis. And so the governor listened, believe it or not, to his wildlife officials and allowed the bear season to go forward. Unfortunately, there are people who whose opinion is not based on sound wildlife management, but on emotion, and the fact that these animals do not live forever. They kind of ignore the fact that there is human conflict, and they're all for the bears. They care more about the bears and the animal life of an animal more than the life of a person or a child. And we have people here in Maryland that are the same way. Thank God Maryland has continued to run its management program professionally and based in science. So, that's a good thing for here in Maryland. And when early on, of course, they were influenced by the animal activist back in the first bear season in 2004. And I remember it well, the protests and everything else, all the bills in the General Assembly every single year stop the bear season every single year. Bargained away in the General Assembly. So let's talk to Richard in Rosedale. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
I just want to get in on your contest, and I wish you and your lovely wife a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Richard. We sure appreciate that.
And thank you for taking my call.
You got it,
buddy. Have a nice day.
You do the same. Thanks, Richard.
Bye-bye, Richard.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Scott on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great. Good morning. How you all doing?
Doing good. Headed out this morning?
Yeah, headed out to Federalsburg this morning, and it's been a slow season for some reason. I guess it's a wrong place, wrong time.
Well, I'm hearing this everywhere, though. I'm hearing people not seeing deer, just not. And, you can blame anything you want to blame. You can blame the weather. You can blame the moon phase. You can blame, but the deer are going to continue to move. They're just not going to move when we're there. I'm thinking there's been a lot of midday deer movement, when hunters are not in the woods. We go out there for a couple hours in the morning. We leave, we get breakfast, we get lunch, we do our daily whatever we do, and then we get back in the stand a couple hours before the end of the day. I think that there's been a lot of that midday movement, and I'm seeing that on some of the social media sites. Hey, this guy came by in the middle of the day pushing a doe, and I was able to take the shot and that kind of thing. I used to sit in the stand for all day long, sunrise to sunset, and there was a lot of midday deer activity. So I don't know if that's part of it or not.
Yeah, I did see a real nice one last night. Cutting a doe jumped out the field, and he come busting out of the woods, checked her out, and just kind of walked off. But it's been a slow one, so
no question.
I think that's my tactic. Black powders probably do the middle of the day.
Yeah, probably not a bad idea. Probably not a bad idea. So, I mean, the deer are going
to
breed. Once that once that testosterone level starts to rise in September, those bucks are ready to breed any time till they lose their antlers, you know, which is what signifies a decline in testosterone in the end of the breeding season, you know, and they lose them at different times. So that deer's breeding cycle is over once those antlers, you know, drop off. So as long as they've got their antlers, they've got the testosterone level going, as long as they can find a doe that's ready to breed, they're going to breed up into even March. You know, that's why we see late fawns. So, you know, you just right place, right time is what we're talking about. So.
Yeah. So, well, you all have a great Christmas.
Thank you, buddy. Same to you and your family.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy. Have a good day. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, you can do that by email as well. We have a number of folks that do. You just simply email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and you can get in the contest. Pretty simple. Let's talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. I was there this week, folks. I got my tires. Got my beautiful Firestone tires. They run really, really smooth. And what are you laughing about, Robin?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Spurry's Tire Service. What? You're texting somebody.
No,
well,
that's not what I'm. Yeah, never mind. Goodbye.
Sitting over there giggling. I have no idea. Anyway, Spurry's Tire Service. Good morning, Brett. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And I'll tell you, they're busy. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or the back 40. Garden tractors, farm tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, any size tire for anything that rolls. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including, you know, when that check engine light comes on, yep, they'll diagnose that and fix it. They'll tell you what's wrong, and they'll fix it. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. And you run into the nicest people there. I ran into one of my customers there the other day, and we had a nice conversation. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service has my personal recommendation. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
I'm guessing that was Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee?
Yep, Brenda Lee. How about that? Ooh, good guess, Alan. All right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All right, let's see. Oh, we got a wonderful note from Clay. You remember Clay won the fish and tackle and donated it back? And Liam won it. Well, Liam drew a picture and sent it to Clay and a nice note from the family.
The picture was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Really cool. Really cool. Thanks for sharing that, Clay. We appreciate that. That's for sure. Yes, indeed. Pretty cool. Well, we know Liam's family. We know he has a good family behind him and, you know, a long-time listener. So thank you for sharing that. That's for sure. All right. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Peter in Parkville. Good morning, Peter.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good. What's going on?
Hey, well, I entered the muzzle loader contest. I don't know
okay,
when that's drawn. But anyway, I wanted to tell you a story. This is a true story. I was fishing during the summer.
Hold on. You're a fisherman, and this is a true story.
It's a true story.
No, you're a fisherman, and this is a true story.
The true story is I didn't catch darn thing. Okay. I was at the Laney Valley Bridge.
Yep.
Okay, there's a cove there off to the right.
Yep.
If you're facing towards Towson.
That's right.
There's a big cove there. So I spent a bunch of hours there. And finally, you know, I was so frustrated. I mean, I threw everything I could figure out, you know. Down low, up high, you know, worms, minnows, whatever, nothing. Not even a nibble.
Got it.
So I decided, you know, it was getting later on in the afternoon. I thought, well, it's a long walk back to the car. So I started walking up the hill. And so I hear plop, 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 okay, on the water.
Right.
And I turn around and look. I'm about 20 yards away. An alligator. A huge alligator.
Where was this?
An alligator at Loch Raven.
Loch Raven.
Man, I'm telling you, I mean, it sent chills down my spine because, we used to swim on the other side of the lake, you know, and I was like, never again. But, I mean, this thing, all I could see was its back. About 20, 24, 25 inches wide. I couldn't see his tail. That was submerged. He was just plodding along with his front paws. Very slowly, you know. Didn't scare him. I just, you know.
What was the overall length of this thing, do you think?
I would guess he had to be at least 10 feet long.
A 10-foot alligator at Loch Raven.
At Loch Raven.
And nobody else has ever seen it?
We're going to put the call out for that one. Yeah, we're going to see if anybody else saw that thing.
It's an alligator story. Now,
did you call DNR about this?
No, I did not. No.
Well, hopefully they will be alerted now.
Yeah, I guess the public should be informed.
I think Natural Resources should be informed. How long ago was this?
This was during the summer.
Okay.
This was like in August or something, I believe.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what a creature like that would do over winter.
They burrow. They burrow in the mud.
They just burrow down?
Yep.
Yeah. Because
it would have to have a den somewhere, maybe in an abandoned beaver hut or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe it ate all the beavers. Who knows?
Yeah. That's where all the deer.
I'll tell you what, man. It sent shivers up my spine because I thought, my goodness, I've swum in these waters before.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Not particularly there. But, you know, on the other side of the lake where there's a sort of a little beach area, you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing to do would have been called DNR immediately when you saw that thing and pinpointed the location.
Yeah.
It didn't
even occur to me. I thought that was just one of those things in life that you witness and, you know.
Well, we are beyond the northern part of its range, you know. I mean,
we've had
a manatee in the...
Yeah, I mean...
You never know. Just,
I know.
But let's hear from somebody else. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow. But anyway, I thought I'd share that story with you. And
we appreciate that.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Absolutely true. It's not a fish story.
I was going to say, keep in mind, everybody, that Pete is a fisherman.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not all fishermen lie, Pete. It's just a higher percentage of liars go fishing.
No, I don't. Back in the day when my wife was still on the planet, I'd come back home after a day full of fishing and, what'd you catch? Nothing.
Exactly. Were you really fishing? Yeah. I got it.
Oh, my God.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks.
Okay, it's a pleasure talking to you, too.
You too.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He was telling that story.
And
he was going plop, plop.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm going fizz, fizz.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
That's all I could come up with.
Somebody's throwing Alka-Seltzers in Loch Raven.
In Loch Raven. Okay. Either alligators or Alka-Seltzers.
One of the two. It's one of the AL words. Oh, my goodness. Let's see who emailed here. Yeah. I'm not gonna say what John B. said. So, yeah, I think we can. Sure. Well, guess what, Peter? DNR has weighed in. They heard your story. They want your information. So,
let us know.
Yeah, you need to call Aaron and let us know if we can share your phone number with DNR. How's that sound?
Share if you tell us.
Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Pardon me. Let me talk about a couple of our sponsors, and then we'll have a little more time at the end, I think. Well, maybe not. Maybe so. Okay, so Backyard Billy's. They've got a new grill in. Now, of course, they have the pellet grill by Traeger, which has the Wi-Fi control, set it and forget it. The Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, the grill smokers for sure. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits too, and fire rings for those of you who like to, you know, set fire to things outside. That goes along with all their furniture and that type of thing too, but the new grill is from a company called Memphis. These are wood fire grills and pellet grills as well. It's called IntelliBurn Technology. These are stainless steel grills. They are spectacular looking, that's for sure. And they build not only the grills, but the cabinets that match the grills. So if you want to build an island on your deck or out on your patio somewhere, you know, they've got everything that you need. They've got the island top grill. They've got the drawer that goes underneath. They've got the sets of drawers that goes on the sides. You can check all that out at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. These are spectacular-looking grills. It's called Memphis. Yes, remember Elvis, Memphis. IntelliBurn technology for the ultimate in performance on the new backyard grills from Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. Now, you can see everything there, garden decorations, furniture, sheds, gym sets, tiki bars, any type of table and chair, including the Adirondack chairs. Why not stop by? Visit BackyardBillies.com website or call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and especially with one of those new Memphis grills. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer, your Browning headquarters here in Baltimore. I'm going to tell you about a shotgun. The most prized shotgun that Browning makes is the A5. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in a mossy oak shadow grass blade finish, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, just like Grandpa's. Ergonomically balanced, a recoil-operated kinematic drive that reduces recoil to tolerable levels. Autoloader shotgun with 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. See all the Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Any callers on the line, Aaron? Not right now. Well, do we have time for another caller? We may. Let me see what time it is. Oh, we have time for one more caller, that's for sure. So, as Peter called back and shared his and allowed us to share his information with DNR. All right. Well, let's see. Oh, our listeners are so imaginative. I won't say who texted me this. But he said, I bet that alligator ate the unicorn I saw out at Loch Raven last summer. I was wondering what happened to him. I don't think folks believe Peter's story for some reason. I can't. I mean, look, it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Because we have Chessie. Okay.
Chessie, the manatee. Yeah.
Okay, we've got dolphin full time now.
Well, we had the alligator in southern Maryland that was captured.
Yes, we did.
Okay. We had zebras.
How big was that one?
That was about 5 or 6 feet.
Right.
All right. Let's talk to Tony in Pikesville. Morning,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
Okay. The last three times I've been out, I have not seen a deer, and it's very unusual.
It is. I think I've been out six sits, including the first day, without seeing a deer. Not till yesterday did I see a deer on the property.
Really? Yeah. I went out twice this past week. I'm retired, so
yep.
I'm a January 1954 too. So
how about that? A bunch of codgers listening to this.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah. Well, you don't realize it. You don't realize it till I drug one out during archery season, and
yeah,
you realize you're getting up there, I guess, after a while.
Well, you know, I bought a tree stand from a guy this year, a climber, and I love the climber. I've been using them for 20 some years. And I bought one, same brand that I use, and I said, you're looking good. How old are you now? He goes, 54 or whatever he said. I said, oh, great. He goes, yeah, but look at you. You're still climbing trees, and you're how old? I said, I'm 68, man. I'm climbing trees every time I go out. So,
yeah, well,
but I think I found a new way to ambush some of these deer the way they're moving on the property this year. It's going to be a little tricky, but I think we can make it work with that new tree stand. I think it's going to work just great. So
yeah, well, I'm using ground blinds now, either pop-ups, or I have one I've just made out of that 3D fabric and some landscaping stakes, and stake them out, and it works pretty good. I'm behind it.
I have a buddy that uses a ghost blind. Do you know what a ghost blind is?
Is that one of those mirror blinds?
Yeah. Uses it all the time. Loves it.
I always thought that was kind of a cool idea. They seem awfully spendy, though.
Oh yeah, they're a little salty. So.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to get in the contest. Did I leave? I didn't leave my number.
Okay, stay on the line. Aaron will pick you up. But right now we gotta go.
Thank you,
Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Have a great day, my old friend.